BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim president, Juan Guaido, says the government of President Nicolas Maduro is trying to intimidate him. He says his house is under surveillance and secret police have been asking after his wife. Speaking at the launch of his plan for government, Mr. Guaido asked for foreign diplomats to accompany him home to help protect his family. The WHO says it needs immediate and unhindered access to a refugee camp in eastern Syria to deliver life-saving supplies to tens of thousands of people enduring bitter winter conditions. It says at least 29 children have died of exposure at the Al-Hol camp over the past 8 weeks. A court in France has sentenced two policemen to 7 years in jail for raping a Canadian tourist at what was then the headquarters of Paris's judicial police. Antoine Kerin and Nicolas Redouane assaulted the woman after meeting her at a bar. The victim, Emily Spanton, who waived her right to anonymity, said she was treated like a drunk. Lebanon finally has a government of national unity, ending nearly 9 months of political wrangling. The new cabinet has 30 members, including the country's first female interior minister. Analysts say a key challenge will be reviving Lebanon's ailing economy. The Sri Lankan authorities say bone fragments from the biggest mass grave found since the end of the civil war have been sent to the US for analysis. The Office of the Missing Persons said the samples had been sent to a Miami-based laboratory to determine when those buried had died. Political science is being reintroduced at university level in Uzbekistan after a 4-year ban. President Shavkat Mirziyoyev overturned the ban introduced by his longtime dictatorial predecessor, Islam Karimov. BBC News.